This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, there is a 7.0 magnitude earthquake off the west coast of California. Looks like, would you call that like central California? Maybe northern?
It's Bay Area. It's northern.
Yeah. Bay Area. And there was a tsunami warning, but they've pulled the tsunami warning back. So it's kind of the news of the day, at least in weather. But was it cold last night?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We've been having our air set at a particular temperature, and we're good with that. Everybody, go grab an extra blanket. You'll be fine. I would much rather be in a cold room, cozied up under lots of blankets. That's, like, ideal. And last night, I was like, I can't get warm.
Same.
It looked like a crime scene in the front of our house because we've talked many times on the show about my angst of my husband climbing up on the roof and putting up lights and stuff like that. It's just a very stressful situation. Every year I'm worried that if I'm not home, he's going to do it when I'm not home and be like, oh, honey, I surprised you and you didn't have to know I was doing it. Then he's still got to take him down in theory.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of decorations that we put up on the ground, a lot of Disney stuff and Jesus stuff. You know,
you guys have big bulbs or little bulbs?
What do you think?
Probably huge.
They're gigantic.
Gigantic, yeah. Bulbous bulbs.
Yeah, the only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Big bulbs.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
You don't go up on that roof without big bulbs.
The bulbs don't go up. They go down. They stay down. We don't put them up anymore. Not the lights, at least. But if you inflated your inflatables last night, and we don't have inflatables, we're not those kind of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Trashy people.
No. Rich.
Oh.
Trashy.
Man, the class warfare on this show all of a sudden.
I know. Ugh. If you had inflatables last night, they're in a different county today.
Oh, I'm glad to know that because we put our trash out last night and our trash did not stay there.
Where'd it go?
All over. And I didn't know that it was going to be that windy.
You put your trash out like your decorations?
No, well, our trash, I think we're the first street in the morning. So we have to put it out at night. Otherwise, we'll miss it in the morning. So we always have to put it out the night before. And I opened up the door this morning and saw that one of them, thankfully, was still okay. The other one had tipped over. And I was like, that raccoon. And then I realized that the raccoon was probably frozen to death. And it was the wind.
Was there a raccoon?
Oh, there always is a raccoon. Me and this raccoon have a history.
Have you named it?
It doesn't deserve that. It's called the raccoon.
Did you capitalize
it? Actually, I think this raccoon has some sort of mange. This raccoon has problems, okay?
You know, Ethan busts into the studio in the weirdest times when he's got something to contribute. Uh-huh. And he just came in with a Kramer-like fervor. Yes.
Do you have a raccoon?
No, but you've mentioned this raccoon before.
See? We have a history. I told you.
You mentioned, and I think maybe it was a day where it was the Manny Fry show, perhaps.
Okay.
Good. And I'm out. I'm going to drink my shake.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that this raccoon at one point scared you.
Oh,
did
yeah.
it not?
This is the and, peak of our relationship is the scare.
Yes, but...
Who was pursuing whom?
It was pursuing trash.
But and you didn't know it was there, right?
And I provided that trash inadvertently for it, so there we met.
So you were putting out signals.
I guess in a sense.
But do you remember when you saw it, and it kind of jump scared you?
Oh
what,
my
you,
gosh.
What did you yell, Ryan?
Well, was there a particular phrase? Because all I remember is just screaming.
Well, you said that it was one of those situations where you kind of just yelped out, but you didn't know if, you know, you were kind of like, oh, man, is there anyone around me? I thought you
yeah, it was
said
like 3
that,
in the morning.
I thought you said you just randomly yelled out, ha, raccoon! I think
that sounds about right, because I wasn't going to yell its name because it doesn't have one. I walked into my garage.
Maybe if you called it by its name, it'd listen to you.
In the middle of the night.
This was when we were having flooding in our basement. And so it's raining. I get up in the middle of the night. I hear rain still to this day. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So I get up in the middle of the night. I go outside. I'm going to start bailing water out of our window well. So I do. And it's, you know, it's probably almost freezing. You know, it's just a terrible night. And I'm bailing water. And I finally get it down low enough that I'm like, I think I could probably sleep for a couple hours. And I walk back into the garage in the middle of the night. And the raccoon is in, we keep our trash in the garage until it's trash day, like most people do.
Just like throw it on the floor?
No, in the trash can.
Oh.
And I walk by the trash can.
I was going to help you solve your problem.
No. I walk by the trash can, and the raccoon jumps up out like he's like, whoa, I didn't see you coming. And I didn't realize that he was in the trash because I had just walked by it.
Why? Like, if your trash cans are in the garage?
Yes.
And the raccoon is in your garage?
Because I had to go out to bail out the water, I left the garage door open.
So it's lying in wait.
So it, in the middle of the night, is like, oh, garage door's open, 3 a.m. I'm sure
Free
I'm
garbage.
Safe now. Yeah, let's go check out the garbage. Like it does every now and then, by the way. I'll walk out there and be like, freaking raccoon came in my garage again. I know where it's at, too. It's in the sewer. I called the police.
Have you seen Caddyshack?
You called the police.
Have you seen Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen Caddyshack 2?
No.
Don't.
Man, we got 7 more minutes.
So this thing's got that brain disease, whatever it's, you know.
Rabies.
No, I thought it was something else, but maybe it's got rabies.
Maybe it's just
and
a raccoon.
Mange. And all the other problems that raccoons
ADHD.
Bring.
ADHD.
Yeah, probably ADHD, club foot.
Diabetes.
Yeah, it's got COVID.
Is it going to walk around on a limp?
I don't know. Oh. I don't. It, but it's not afraid of people. Because
okay.
It's got whatever that thing is, that its brain, that it makes it just kind of like unaware
yeah.
that it's in danger. And it's not actually in danger, because what am I going to do? Like
That's
hit it with
rabies.
A rake or something?
I mean, you could.
I probably will, if I can. But
maybe talk to it, see what it needs.
Just close enough. I get just close enough, and it's kind of like, oh, I should probably back off now. It's sort of like scurries back into the sewer. So it goes into the sewer drain right near my house. And the problem is the sewer drain goes all the way under the street to the opposite side of our cul-de-sac. And so it's got all this luxurious raccoon tunnel space to just make its home. And it's been there forever. And nobody can get it out, including the police.
You know what you should do? You should obstruct it from getting out to where only water can get into the drain.
No, it's too smart. It's going to figure it out. Because it's
Ryan,
you just
Ryan,
said it was
Ryan.
Too it was too dumb to realize you're dangerous.
Ryan,
well, it's got brain problems.
Ryan,
yeah.
You just need to be smarter than the raccoon.
How? Tell me what to do that doesn't involve a ton of work.
I will gladly help you with your problem for a fee. I will,
Zumba
yes.
for free.
I'm just going to call pest control
is your,
and
I
take
called,
10%.
I called all
Point?
These... Actually, do they deal with raccoons?
I think they might. It's worth. I'll
I
text
bet they
them
do.
Because people are talking about your mouse problem. It's the mouse problem that you have in your basement.
No, that was, that's dealt with
near your candy drawer.
I dealt with that
a candy drawer in your basement.
Well, yes,
it got into some Hostess snacks.
It's a candy drawer for just him.
Yeah.
Does your family know about it?
They know about one of them. I've got two.
Yeah, but
One's
the mouse knew about two of them.
Yeah, the mouse found both.
You have
of
a decoy
them.
Candy drawer. What kind of candy do you have in there? Crap.
It's the same stuff. It's just more of it.
Those strawberry candies that nobody likes.
Yeah, I got kind of the junk in the one. My friend from Japan, who I went to visit in March, he'll
Sounds
send
like a
me
real story. Go on.
He'll send me some nice Japanese foods every now and then, just because it's fun. He, like, he walked down to 7-Eleven.
Do you send him some nice American foods every once in a while?
It's hard to buy him presents because he just goes down to the gas station, you know? And I'm like, look, if I go down to the gas station, you're just going to get a Hostess pie. But anyway, he sends me all these things, and they're, like, interesting. But I eat 75% of them, and the other 25% I'll try, and I'm like, I don't really love that, but I don't know what to do with it because it's rare. So I'm like, I'm not going to throw away these
weird rare.
So they end up in the
drawer.
In the main drawer.
Oh,
so that the kids open them, they go, oh, I remember trying that. We didn't like it, but then the other stuff goes in the real.
That is the decoy drawer.
Well, I guess technically, yeah, that's the decoy drawer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Does your wife have a candy drawer secret?
No.
How would you know?
She doesn't keep secrets from me.
She does too. She tells them to me.
No, she does not. Because if she tells you anything, it ends up broadcast and everybody in St. Louis.
Only when she asks me to do it.
What, does she text you secrets?
Do you want them broadcast to St. Louis?
What is she texting you?
I have to ask permission to share.
Yes, please do. Although then share them with me off air.
Are you texting right now?
Are you texting her?
Nope.
Anyway, if somebody wants to tell me what to do with this raccoon, I would love it. Because I thought we had kind of a mutual agreement. The raccoon was kind of cool for a while, and now he's back.
So
last night was not him. I have to clear his name.
It was Wind.
So
it was Wind.
So
Wind the raccoon. That's what I'm going to call him.
So you guys were
spell it with a Y.
You guys were cool,
Windy,
and then you weren't because he didn't live up to his end of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So now you shouldn't have to live up to your end of the agreement. Get a trap and kill him.
Okay.
Could you shoot an animal?
Yeah, I could shoot an animal.
You shoot this raccoon?
I was just talking with my pastor the other day about having him come over and just sit.
It's a confession.
And just sit in our sunroom and just wait, because we have a little apple tree in our backyard that the deer come and they just kind of eat off of it. I'm like, dude, just sit in my sunroom and wait and just shoot a deer in my backyard.
Awesome. Can I take you up on that?
Yeah, please.
That is not legal.
In your own yard?
No.
Not shoot it with a gun, shoot it with an arrow.
That's not legal.
What about poisoning it?
That's probably not legal either.
Poison your own apple tree?
You can't shoot animals in your own yard? What are you, a liberal?
No, I'm just telling you what the law is. It's about discharging firearms within a certain distance of a home.
I think you can shoot an arrow, though.
Mm-mm, no.
Depends. Are you shooting the arrow at something else and you just happen to accidentally
run into a deer? that you're feeding from an apple tree?
I was just shooting this arrow and just happened to miss and hit a deer.
See?
A recreational arrow.
Well, listen,
arrow.
To me, the more important law is God's law. And I was talking to the pastor, and he said it was okay. So I think we're going to do
Dominion.
Did he say it was okay? Or you were like, come over and shoot the deer out of my backyard? And he's like, that's okay.
Well, we were kind of negotiating the terms, like who got what from the deer once he shot it.
Both involve the word okay. Both mean very different things, Ryan.
He might be listening right now, and I should probably go ahead and preemptively apologize for putting probably 75% of those words in his mouth. Sorry, Pastor David.
You mean apologize or confess?
It's both. It's both. Although we don't have a booth, so this will serve as that.
This will what?
This will serve as that.
Slurve?
Slurve. So anyway.
What did I tell you before we went on air about this segment? Remember how I laid it out?
It needs more substance.
What I said.
How's that going?
The Thursday segment that we open right here in the 2 o'clock hour, it needs to start with something meaningful for the people, and then it'll eventually go off the tracks, and I always forget to promote. I always forget that Trisha's going to come in for Annie, Are You Okay, which is very hard-hitting and factually based, straight-laced broadcast journalism. So I need to get some substance in here.
Okay.
You got like 30 seconds. Go.
Have you considered what Iran's been up to?
Funny.
It's not supposed to be.
I know. Yes, Donald Trump is taking care of biz.
That's kind of where I was going with
this.
What
were you thinking?
That's what I was going to say, is that Donald Trump is probably going to change our relationship with Iran, because right now it's not that great. I don't love what we've been doing. I think it's called appeasement, is what I would put it.
Why are you talking like that?
Because this is real now.
No, this is your under the radar trying to sound like I know some things, but everybody can tell that I don't.
That is not true. We are having a real discussion now. And I think that it is up to you to continue it.
You play the music. It is time.
This is going to be a long segment.
Annie, how many times did you look at the clock during that segment?
Not enough. I should have done that a while ago.
Now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Trisha.
Hello, Annie and crew.
This has been our finest hour of radio.
I've heard a lot of it. Yeah, it's been.
Well, then you don't believe really me. Something.
So management does listen, Ryan.
From time to time.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday. We were actually talking about you guys not listening
We made plans yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun.
But with the people.
But I caught that riveting raccoon bit you just did.
Now, that was good stuff.
That's all on Ryan.
We knew that you guys would be listening to that, and we said, let's bring Material A.
Which was a mystery door.
You also had some important information as to where we heard that story, right?
Yeah, that came from an Annie, Are You Okay? segment. That?
Did
what
it?
Did?
Yeah, the raccoon story, that lady was overrun by the raccoons. There were like hundreds of them that showed up. She was feeding them. And then Ryan was like, I had a raccoon. And I yelled, raccoon.
I did. We never even finished the story, but it was 3 a.m.
We're still talking about the raccoon.
We've told this story before.
And I screamed as loud as I could, not on purpose.
Yeah. Like, Nellie thought, suddenly, I'll give him one more chance.
And I never heard anything from the neighbors, so I assume that they slept through my scream. Mm. But they might not have.
I think they hired the raccoon.
We should ask your pastor.
Yeah, Ryan, tell us whatever he didn't say.
What does he say about it?
He said I've been absolved of anything in this hour.
One of every four words he says about the pastor are true.
He pardoned me of everything back to 2014.
Oh, yeah, we already played this out.
I don't know that pastors are in the business of pardons.
I asked him, he gave.
All right. Did you guys talk about the Mississippi teacher fired after feeding students dog treats?
Yes, boring. Let's not do that. No, let's not do that one.
No, we didn't. But do you know how many people have sent me the story?
All right. The now former Calhoun City High School employee allegedly mistook the treats for beef jerky and served them to a class.
She lost her job.
That seems pretty familiar.
That's amazing.
At least 8 children consumed the treats, and one of the kids had a tummy ache and was taken to the doctor. Annie, are you okay with Ryan teaching high school in Mississippi?
Yes.
What happened to the lady?
She got lost her job.
Fired.
That seems extreme to me.
I thought it did, and I thought, should we get involved? Should we advocate
Child
for
Protective
this woman?
Services?
It can happen to anybody.
Listen,
if you're listening and you are not understanding why this is so funny to us, Brad, tell us a story about Ryan's beef jerky.
Well, Ryan.
Venison jerky.
Well, Annie got a text from her best friend.
Yes.
You know,
As I am apt to do.
The one that Ryan says doesn't listen to the show.
Mrs. Wiggins.
And she texted Annie and said, ask Ryan about the venison jerky. Well, Ryan.
No, she actually said to me, Ryan ate dog treats and gave some to our son. And if you haven't talked about it on air yet, you should make fun of him for it. That's almost
factually
direct...
incorrect because I did not eat dog treats. I tasted them and then went, bleh.
You ate more than
those
we did.
Those taste like they're for a dog.
Treat. It's factually correct that that's what she said to me, though.
Yeah.
Well, she is a liar. So.
She's your wife.
Exactly.
So Ryan brings in the bag of dog treats that say the Wild Bone Company on them with a dog paw on it.
It just looked very natural.
Said anybody could confuse this for real people jerky because it was in the discount bin.
It was in the people section.
It wasn't in the people section.
It was in the section of food where people
It was in
eat.
A store where people buy things and dogs don't. But it was in the discount aisle where you shop regularly.
It was in the discount aisle and was not marked human.
So Ryan had that bag of dog treats in there. He didn't know Annie knew about
it. Because it wasn't for humans.
It was marked a dog.
He didn't know Annie had that. And he had that bag of dog treats in his office, which he went and got because he was going to, the next day when Annie was off, try to feed me those dog treats.
I love that Brad's version of the story is about you trying to feed him dog food and not the fact that you ate the dog food and didn't realize that it was dog food until it was disgusting.
Well, until we put it in our mouth and went, ooh, that's something wrong with that beef jerky or venison jerky.
What was it, like a week and a half or something after we did this story on the air about you making the mistake? Because wasn't hers a mistake?
Yes, it was a mistake.
She wasn't trying to be some psycho teacher who is like going to transform the youth of America with dog treats.
Nope.
Which is what Ryan was going to try to do to Brad.
Exactly. I was going to purposely do it to Brad, but then I was going to stop him before he did it.
A little bit ironic that your boss is sharing this story.
I am amazed that this person lost their job. That's terrible.
That's incredible.
I would be mad if I was a parent. I also wouldn't be like, oh, my great teacher for third grade accidentally messed up. Off with her head.
Ryan, really though, you and I are the ones who have school-aged children in this room. If your child's teacher accidentally allowed your kid to have jerky that was meant for dogs, not humans, would you call for them to be fired, though?
No, like I would not.
It is outrageous.
It is, especially unless they didn't like the teacher. Like, if everybody hated this teacher, you're like
this is
all right,
an easy out.
This is the last one I'm dealing with.
This is what teachers fear.
Yeah.
I saw that and I thought, I don't know. There if there's more context. If she's an A+ teacher and she did this one thing, I'm thinking, what are you doing? But
I agree. To me, this is a situation that calls for grace.
No mercy.
Zoo discovers 10-year-old King Penguin Maggie is actually Magnus. Scandal rocks.
Look what I found.
Scandal rocks a British zoo after a king penguin who had been living at the facility since 2016 was found to be a male. The penguin formerly known as Maggie
was found.
Look what I found on Maggie.
I don't know if I can do this today.
Can I Google penguin genitalia on this work computer?
Yes, and
I'm wondering how you make this mistake.
This might clear it up. I don't think it's obvious. The penguin formerly known as Maggie.
It's okay, though. It happens to everybody.
Had a feather sent for DNA testing after keepers noticed the penguin unsuccessfully attempting to initiate mating with a male penguin.
Wait a minute. This is so
Wait
backwards.
A minute.
I'm so confused.
Isn't that known behavior in penguin communities?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The male penguin's name was Frank.
What's Maggie doing to Frank? What the? These zookeepers going,
That wouldn't be it.
You're going, rear. What? Do my eyes deceive me?
Just for the record, for radio listeners, your ear was you wiping your eyes to get them more clear.
Yeah. No, that's what you do. That's the universal sound effect for eye wiping.
There was
ear.
We are talking about penguin relations.
Not Frank. Yeah. Oh, God.
So, did you read this whole story before you came in here?
Yeah. I've read it like 3 times and it gets me every time.
You're handling this like this is brand new information.
Well, Maggie put the moves.
Somebody's
on.
Screaming like it's the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity. Look at what she's doing to Frank. Oh, we got to check out Maggie now.
But it was Magnus the whole time.
They just changed his name.
I'm so
Maggie's
sorry,
like,
you guys.
What the heck are they calling me now?
Annie, are you okay with ice skating?
Everybody likes penguins, right? Yeah, I just don't really like being that cold for that long. I feel like ice skating is one of those things where you can bundle up, but your feet are always cold. I hate when my feet are cold. So.
You got nothing,
know,
Ryan.
She just answered it real.
What do you want me to say? What could I add to this conversation?
I thought you were going to say something about Frank.
Can you ice skate?
Yeah, I can ice skate.
Can you ice skate?
Yeah.
Can you ice skate, Ethan?
Yeah.
Trisha?
Meh.
I can't do a triple axel. I'm going to do a double.
Backwards,
yeah.
I need to see
upside
that.
Down.
Can...
I was doing a double axel. And then I said, oh, God, what are they doing to Frank?
I can't.
I'm not
for whatever reason
enough.
Now, I'm picturing multiple penguins just going after Frank. The zookeeper's like, oh, God, I've never seen this. This isn't normal behavior even for penguins, let alone that one's a woman.
I just love
that the part where Trisha absolutely lost it was just, yeah, and his name was Frank.
I am so sorry. This is a very serious establishment, Trisha.
I know. And
keep
you,
it
and you
on the rails.
This as straight news, and yes. That's what you're going to get, right?
The last segment was about Iran.
I know.
And now, here, what are we doing now?
The last segment was not about. It was about Iran from a raccoon.
It was about the song Iran by Flock of Seasons.
That makes me think of penguin.
What was that girl seagull doing to that Frank seagull?
Poor Frank.
I don't know, but then there's a big conversation with the zookeepers. Why do we call all the animals Frank?
I can't. I can't. Okay. Woman steals car, then writes about it in her diary.
That's what I would do.
A Minnesota woman was flagged for scrapping a stolen vehicle when police arrived at her house to investigate. She said she had no idea the car was stolen. But they found her diary with an entry that read, quote, I totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing.
Now that is straight news right there, folks.
I just got a text message from someone who I'm waiting to tell me if I can say who it is, but the text just says...
Uh-oh.
Read that, Ethan.
She's keeling over.
Don't say the name. Don't say the name. Just read that top text out loud. Don't say the name.
Yep. Some days you're Magnus. Some days you're Frank.
Poor Frank.
Sponsor the show, but Magnus, I won't divulge you.
I told you it was a scandal.
I bet some days Frank feels like a Magnus. And then yet that day, he found himself on the wrong end of a Maggie. Maggie stick.
Annie, are you okay with journaling?
Has a lot to do with feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Not so much.
Mm. You got a lot of time. Dear diary.
I regularly think like I should delete everything that I've ever done digitally and just start fresh. Like it should be like a routine habit that you have in the year. Everything you've got, delete it. Start fresh, resubscribe to the things that you want to subscribe to, get rid of the things and close the accounts just so that you're not leaving this forever trail. Like, do you, when you send text messages, when you send emails, do you ever think like this could be context in a court case or in a situation in the future? Do you ever think that?
No, never.
Never?
No, I hang on to everything as far as texts and emails go because I think, what if I need some little piece of information? And I think it's because of what we do in the broader context of guest booking and needing to find contact information. But you're right. If I'm going to court,
I'm in trouble.
If
you're sending an email reply and it's kind of got a little snark in it or something like that, and then it's not even like if you, Trisha, get in trouble. What if what if Ryan Wiggins gets in trouble and now there's an exchange between the two of you and now your conversation is brought in? Like, I am so particular about how I send things, but then there's also your personal communications and how that could be dived into and researched through. And it's just like, I think in the future, everything that we have ever done online is going to be up and fair game.
For me, it's the guys group chats where you're like, just in them and you're like, someday even just being a part of this group and not having anything to do is going to get me in trouble.
You receive a message, you're like, I can't run for office now.
It's like, well, that's on my phone now.
There are multiple times where the four of us here, Ethan and Ryan and Brad and myself, have kind of like a show chat, and we'll share a story that's like wild. It's stuff that we know you listening to this show would be very entertained by, but I'm not covering it.
Because
this is a classy establishment, as you can tell right now, Maggie and Magnus. That I'm not going to
poor Frank
report Frank. On Frank. A certain Frank. Type of story, but we're tee-heeing in the background because it's funny or ridiculous or whatever. I don't want... Now someone's going to hack into my stuff. Crap. Mm,
they should.
It was
Why?
A good run.
Thank you. Yes, you're involved. You're totally complicit.
Oh, I know that, though. I'm already out there.
Do any of you in here journal in any way, shape, or form?
No, but no. I think we should, instead of doing this typical conservative talk show format, we should do it Doogie Howser style, where every episode of The Annie Fry Show starts with you journaling. Dear Diary, today, I think we're probably going to talk about the Joe Biden pardon.
I never know what we're going to talk about.
Why is it in that voice?
Because that's what Doogie did.
Do you know what Doogie Howser is?
Uh-uh.
There you go.
Well, go check that show out.
I was like, I have no idea what
What's
that
his
is.
Name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Do you know who Neil Patrick
yeah,
Harris is?
Yeah, I do.
He broke onto the scene as, like, was he like 12 or 13?
Yeah, he was a young phenom.
Doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he was Dr. Doogie Howser as a 12 or 13-year-old kid. That is how he got his start in
got it.
The business.
Okay.
It was a big TV show. I don't journal.
Okay. And one more follow-up to, I think that was last week, the cryptocurrency entrepreneur who bought that banana art for $6.2 million ate it. Chinese-born Justin's son peeled off the duct tape and enjoyed the banana in a press conference held last Friday in Hong Kong. He is quoted as saying, "It tastes much better than other bananas, indeed quite good."
$6.2 million. Banana. Annie, are you okay with bananas?
What? Yes, I love them. Great source of potassium and vitamin something.
Something.
I don't know. I eat one.
Potassium.
Vitamin K. Yeah.
Vitamins.
Isn't that potassium?
Yeah.
I think I was going to say potassium and vitamin K, and I was like, I think it's the same thing.
Good save.
Not like you guys are disappointed in me now for saying that, but I like them. I like bananas, and I like berries. Don't like melons.
Mm.
Anybody in here a big melon guy?
Yeah, I think all three of us
before
are.
Before even
why do you boys raise your hands? Do you like them?
Melon?
Love melons.
Me too. It seems to me.
He says
that, and this is kind of a wild take, but I think that guy wasted that money on that art.
That is a hot take. Most of the internet says this was a good
investment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you tune into the Annie Fry Show. You hear kind of the other side of the story.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Love to be able to walk through this holiday season with you. And boy, is it nicer to be able to do that when we know that the news, as it continues to come, that we are
Hold on.
The View. I'm not ready for you yet. That we're so much closer to Donald Trump becoming the president. He's 46 days away, and Donald Trump is going to be here. And we got to squeeze Christmas in it. In the middle of all of that, 20 days from Christmas, and we will be ready to cover all of that news in 2025 for you. I'm really excited about it, and I feel like we have an idea, like a framework of how this is going to go, but the fact that there is a fully Republican Congress behind what Donald Trump wants to do, there's going to be a lot of action. There's going to be a lot of people losing their minds over the action that's going to take place, but it's exciting to see that the Republicans are going to have the opportunity to get stuff done and prove that their policies are better and not just the slap fight that we've been watching for so long on the national stage. The View, I've paid more attention to The View in the last, month, I guess. It's been about a month
since the election
day, December 5th today, November 5th, the election day. We joked earlier about Sonny Hostin and the constant need to read these disclaimers. Charlemagne the God, which is like, he's such a... he's somebody who gets pulled into political conversations, but it only really seems like it ever happens during the election season. And then he kind of goes into hibernation until the next election comes around. He was on The View.
Now that Trump has won, you say that you don't think cable news will ever truly cover him honestly again. Why?
Well, not even just cable news, no network. Nobody, because they didn't do it before, so why would they do it now? They're scared to death.
What
the president
us?
Of the United States
what
of
about
America.
Us?
Have you watched The View?
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Sonny, I saw you have to apologize a couple times last week, so somebody's coming with some notes from downstairs.
Not apologizing. Okay. I'm making a legal note as an attorney of law.
Because you know we have a petty president. Our incoming.
Yes. Yes.
That is going to be very litigious.
Who is litigious? But that doesn't mean
we check ourselves.
So when you listen to The View talking about, you know, the future of what this is going to look like when Donald Trump is the president, they're literally sitting there with Charlemagne the God, quoting him as somebody who's saying, like, they're never going to cover this guy fairly. They didn't do it before. They're not going to start doing it now. They're never going to cover him fairly. And the ladies on The View are all like, but what about us? You're the worst. You're the absolute set the bar for the most psychotic Trump derangement syndrome lunatics that are out there. It's like your fantasy to get on the air and complain about something that Donald Trump did to hurt your little feelings every single day. And you don't care about facts, which is why you have to read your legal disclaimers and legal notes, is because you say dumb crap all the time and you have to correct it because you don't care about facts until you're legally forced to make them.
What's so shocking about that clip is that they think they're covering him fairly.
Yes, it's outrageous.
What?
What about us?
There was reason right after the election that everyone the next morning said, can't wait to tune into The View.
Yes.
It's for the reaction.
And the equal interesting fact, nobody knew what time it was actually on the air.
that also. Except for Ryan Wiggins, their biggest fan.
Well, yeah. That's the day I learned.
That's why I asked.
Oh, that day? Okay.
Ryan Wiggins. Oh, yeah. You've known just since then?
On November 6th, I learned that The View is on at 10.
So now, misery loves company if Donald Trump is successful in his Donald Trump way, that will be a disaster for these women of The View. Maybe they'll consolidate a partition of people out there that want to hear whatever it is that they have to offer every day. I am not one of those people. I've been one of those people on an incredibly rare occasion, the day after the election being one of them. Can they stay this way? Will they have to change the way they present information, the way they talk to their viewers? Will they have to adjust, or will they double, triple down?
They will have to adjust, but not because they want to or they have some sort of integrity or some sort of light bulb moment. They will not have an epiphany that changes their minds, collectively especially, let alone individually. They will have their bosses get involved. We've already seen that's why they keep reading all these disclaimers. So the people who run ABC, my guess is that they're going to get involved at some point, maybe even with a heavier hand than they already are, and say, look, something has to change here.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't think they'll change at all. I think they're gonna continue on what they're doing right now. It'll be Sunny and Joy, ironically named, making outrageous claims and all that other stuff, and then right before they go to break, they'll have to make another legal note, and it'll just become a thing on the show. It's already starting to become a thing, so it'll become part of the show as Sunny says a legal note about the stuff that we lied about.
I don't understand how money is being made here, but to me, it's like some of these entities are going to survive and they're going to flourish. But I don't think, when we call it the mainstream media, it hasn't been mainstream for a long time. People don't watch it. What was it?
What did I
retweeted it. Who got 38,000 views
MSNBC.
In a week?
MSNBC, the network.
In a week?
In a week.
38,000 people.
Got less listeners, viewers, than I think some of our weekend programming does. That's a nationwide network. We're on in St. Louis.
It's crazy, and it's there's two parts to it. There's our view of what they offer, which is to say they're lying, they lost, they're deceivers, and they're completely in the bag for the leftists that are out there politically. But there's also true. It's also true that there are people who don't want to tune in and listen to bad news every day. Because if you really wanted to see Kamala Harris win, if you really did not want to see Donald Trump win, then you're not going to tune in and listen to how he lost every day over and over and over again. Keenly aware of that here on 97.1 in the Annie Fry Show, if Donald Trump would have lost. I was preparing mentally for what that was going to be and what I was going to have to do in that climate. And thank the Lord in heaven, I don't have to worry about that. Also, for the future of the country and my family. But also my professional career.
That sounded like a legal disclaimer.
No, not at all. I have no legalese about me. The YouTube live chat poll. Will Joe Biden pardon himself? Yes or no? Ryan, you said?
No.
No, I'm a yes.
Brad says yes. Ethan, you got a thought on this?
Yeah, I'm a no.
You don't think he will?
I do not think he will.
I am of the mind that this is going to go one way or the other pretty soon. Like the pardon's going to become a joke, or Hunter's going to be where it ends. If you think about the people who Donald Trump pardoned, they're not people who you, in some cases, you might have maybe heard the names, but probably only because like the Kim Kardashians of the world were making a campaign to try to get people, you know, clemency or something like that. So there are always pardons. But the pardons are supposed to be for the people. And if you're in the bureaucracy or if you are in the system and the president is pardoning you, then there is an admission of crime that was committed that you would need a pardon to cover. Officer Gary said, would Joe pardon himself? Does a bear sit in the woods? I don't know. I don't know how much bears sit. Wolf said, no, he won't, because they have already said he is incompetent to stand trial once. I don't think you need to stand trial if you're being pardoned. You just need to sit there and say thank you, self. And Erica says, I can't see why he wouldn't pardon himself. He's a corrupt politician who has likely committed treason. All right, Ethan, you want to give us the results of today's poll?
289 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Will Joe Biden pardon himself? 74% say yes, and 26% say no.
74% think he will.
Wow.
And if he does, man, the floodgates are open for when Donald Trump gets in there.
I think it's
like the clean slate It's the clean slate that Natasha wants in Marvel. Isn't that what she's seeking? Isn't what's her face? Always?
Ledger. What? I've got red in my ledger.
Yeah.
Looking to wipe it out.
That's what she keeps saying. I don't know. Stick around. The Mark Reardon Show is going to be up next. Thank you for voting in the poll. Check out the podcast at anniefryshow.com/podcast or anywhere you get your podcast from. But keep it streaming right here on 97.1. Mark Reardon, next.
Get more at 971talk.com.